What are some of the other strategies that are being looked at in the adjuvant setting right now in terms of research?
I think the adjuvant setting truly lends itself to the use of therapies that can be either tailored or targeted, because in all of these patients, we have sufficient tumor specimen to allow us to measure a molecular characteristic that could be used. And there are a number out there that have potential benefit. I think one of the strongest one now is the RAS mutation. It's been shown, in my mind, quite conclusively that if you have a RAS mutation, your cancer cells have an innately different wiring than those that have an EGFR mutation. And drugs like erlotinib have had very limited benefit in these patients. I think there's only one response in the medical literature, and actually in the BR21 trial, where virtually every person who got erlotinib seemed to be helped, those that had RAS mutations not only were not helped, but their survival was decreased. That's probably a fact of small numbers, but I think it's pretty clear that it's not better. So it makes no scientific sense. The clinical data says it's not helpful. So I think if you had a RAS mutation, you would be somebody that you would not want to recommend a drug like erlotinib. In the BR10 trial, the Canadian trial for adjuvant therapy, they prospectively look at RAS mutations. And they collected the RAS mutation status on more than 90% of the patients. They found about a quarter of them had RAS mutations, which is exactly what you'd expect based on the biology of the illness. And what they found was in those patients that adjuvant cisplatin vinorelbine chemotherapy did not provide a survival benefit of 5 years.
When you say based on the biology, my primitive understanding is that somehow these tumors are bypassing these higher mechanisms. Can you explain it any more intuitively than that?
Well, it's... There are certain oncogenes in certain cancer cells who are primarily dependent for their survival on these oncogenes. Mutated EGFR is a good example of that. So if you have a cancer cell with mutated EGFR and you take away that signal, the cells die, and the cells die by apoptosis. And this is also an oncogene. You insert mutated EGFR into a normal cell, it becomes cancerous. So that's a very fundamental process that you're dealing with. Same is true with RAS mutations, that those mutations are the driving mutations. RAS is an oncogene. You put RAS into a normal cell, it turns it into cancer. And these are really potent drivers of the malignant process, and I think really tell us something very fundamental about those particular cancer cells. Now, that's a minority of cancer cells. Of cancers that are driven by these oncogenes. It's probably a third overall. But for those, you can test for these things and you can use them to base your decision on them.
Is there any systemic therapy that works in those tumors?
In RAS mutated tumors, there isn't. But where it is helpful today is it tells you that an EGFR inhibitor is very unlikely to provide any substantial benefit. And particularly now we're talking about the adjuvant setting where you're talking perhaps 2 years of therapy. And we also, of course, have that cautionary note from the SWOG trial where they gave gefitinib, Iressa, to unselected patients after the conclusion of their radiation and chemotherapy, and their survival was less. And there are other trials as well, the Lilienbaum trial, looking at PS2 patients that were randomized to get either chemotherapy or erlotinib. Those that got erlotinib first had an inferior survival, unselected patients. So I do think there is something to be said about choosing those patients that have the characteristics of their tumor that suggest sensitivity or resistance to these drugs. And you have that capability with adjuvant therapy. And I urge it be followed.
And is that assay commercially available?
Absolutely. It's a standard sequencing assay. There are other techniques as well. It's done by commercial companies, and it's soon to be a standard of care in colorectal cancer. As you may have discussed already, in the European package labeling for panitumumab, RAS mutation testing will be required. There is a parallel data that the presence of a RAS mutation suggests insensitivity to cetuximab in colorectal cancer. And I think you're going to see RAS become a part of the standard of care of colorectal cancer. And my own urging would be that it become part of the standard care of lung cancer, determining RAS mutations. Any lab can do it. It's a standard Sanger sequencing that any lab can do.